It's that time of the week where we go through the feeds of what I would call a high-end social media user. Fitting that description today is Tim Senior, a GP with a special interest in Aboriginal health and medical education. He's also a writer and loves violas, of course, and that's, well, that's off topic. Tim, hi.
Hello.
Do you get distracted by your social media feeds?
I do. It's very easy to get distracted. There's times where it's just a little bit dull and it's easy to switch off. But particularly a week like this week, there's been so much happening that it's actually really difficult just to turn away from it. I've, as a GP, I've been seeing patients this morning, so it's always a bit easier to turn away then because you've got a waiting room full of people who actually need seeing.
You've chosen an article entitled The Closing the Gap Trap by Luke Pearson, who's the person behind Indigenous X on Twitter. Why did you pick this?
It's been a huge week for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health with the Prime Minister's Closing the Gap speech and the Close the Gap campaign's breakfast in Parliament and the release of the Progress and Priorities report and the Reconciliation Australia report earlier this week. And this was a lovely perspective that wasn't elsewhere. And it can be... Luke's done fabulous work on social media, and social media is a great place to hear unfiltered the huge range of views of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people right across Australia. And I'd encourage people to read this because it's a different perspective on closing the gap and where it is and why we don't keep seeing the figures. And it's actually a call to all of us as to what we can do to help out. And for many people, for many non-Indigenous people like myself, reading that can be a bit of a challenge, sort of the problem surely can't be me. But I think there's something that we can all reflect on and think, well, what actually can I do differently? What can the health services, particularly that I work in, do differently that can start making a difference? And my feeling is that we've tried for over 200 years doing things to Aboriginal people, and perhaps it's time to try something different now if we actually want to see those figures.
Yeah, interesting language you've just used. The Prime Minister used the same language, and it's not
yes,
do things to us, but do it with us.
That's right, and he took that from Chris Sarah, who's another fabulous Aboriginal advocate who I know you had on the show this week, and he speaks really well, and I think it's a simple way of putting it. It's much harder to actually do because it requires changing practices, but that's true for all sort of government, non-government, NGO institutions, and that's why people like Luke and Chris Sarah are saying, look, the answers are actually here, but we haven't been listened to very often on this.
That's
why I'd urge people to go and read Luke's book.
Let's talk about this other hashtag you've taken an interest in. This is hashtag HealthEquity16.
So this is really interesting. For those who may not know, Twitter's a fabulous way of having real-time conversations with people, and hashtags are a great way of keeping up with those, which groups all the tweets together. On Monday, there was a conversation on Twitter launching a Centre for Research Excellence in Health Equity. And Health Equity is we've known about it for ages. It's older, been known about longer than I've been alive. And the basic idea is that people who need healthcare the most get it the least. And so this was a fascinating real-time discussion that went on all day that you could dip in and out of, and covered things that people may not think of as impacting health. That the discussions around health tend to focus on hospitals, but actually there's a whole lot happening in the community, both in general practice and primary care and in Aboriginal medical services, but then also in those other areas that we don't think impact on health. So education, for example, there was a section on the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deals, and what that will mean for health, and on tax reform and if that can have any impact on health. And so I often find Twitter's a place to go for discussions like that that don't actually hit mainstream media discussions.
On RN Drive, my guest is Tim Senior. He's a GP with a special interest in Aboriginal health and medical education. He's my guest in my feed this week. I'm trying to find out what's in his feed. Speaking of hashtags, you've been following health policy Valentine's ahead of this weekend. Of course, it's Valentine's Day. We all know that. We've prepared for that, all of us. Did you get some favourite tweets on that?
Yeah, there's some really really funny ones. So this is all sorts of people relating health policy to their Valentine's message for this weekend. So I think my favourite one was, if you like it, then you put a vaccine on it. And that's a fabulous message. Some people are writing poetry, so many observations, all randomly selected. Let me whisper to you about the lovely effect size I detected. And research academics in health might be having a little giggle on that at the moment. environment, in healthcare, as in love, fee for service is problematic. And that's a current debate, perhaps less so in love, but certainly in health at the moment. My love has no deductible nor out-of-pocket max, but when I send you Valentine's, it has to be by fax. And I really recognise how old-fashioned some of the technology we use in health is with that. Roses are red, black holes are black. Prevention is primary, hospitals are to the back. And there are all sorts of tweets like that.
And finally, Let Them Stay was very widely used this week. We haven't got a lot of time left, but your daughter participated in this, and your daughter's only 14, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's I was struck by, we've heard from doctors and writers and state premiers, and what do children who see people their age being taken off and younger to back to offshore detention camps? And this has actually really upset my daughter. And so she wrote to the Prime Minister Tony Abbott a year ago when he was PM, and she wrote again after a Let Them Stay vigil this week. And so she said, can you post it to your blog, Dad? So I put it on the online, and it's a rather beautifully written thing that expresses her despair and powerlessness at what's happening to children she identifies with. And then realises how powerful the movement is across Australia, lots of people lighting candles together. And so I chose that because, again, it's another voice that we don't often hear. And it affected her profoundly. She's been really upset by the policy and feels angry and powerless against it. And I think if that's true for her, it's true for many people of that age who will be voting in not at this election, but the one after that probably. And that perhaps a voice that's ignored quite frequently.
Tim, it's been lovely to meet you in real person, sort
yes,
of, over
likewise,
the radio.
Absolutely, over the radio. It's been a delight.
Thank you, Tim. And that's Tim Senior. He's a GP with a special interest in Aboriginal health and medical education. And you'll find links to all his picks on the RN Drive homepage.